We finna get into this thing, man. No pencil, no paper. This how Big Oak rock. You ready?
Yep.
Ready, ready. Let's go, let's go. What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is, man. It's your motherfucking man, Big Oak, man. And we back in this motherfucking, man. And we doing this thing live the motherfucking day, man. Because, you know, I want to come and set the record straight, man. You know, I want to get some things out there about who Big Oak is, man. And, like, why I do this shit. Because, you know, I have a lot of people that come on my page, man, for different reasons and stuff. And I thank everybody for your comments and, you know, all your suggestions and shit, man. But, you know, Big Unk just going to give it to you straight, man, and let you know who you fucking with. And, you know, you make your decision on whether or not you want to keep fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, all the love is good, man, because all the love is shared over here. You know, we keep everything 100. We keep everything motherfucking where it need to be at, man. And that's in our own motherfucking pocket. So, yeah, man, so we're going to get this thing started, man. So, if you ain't never fucked with Big Unk, you ain't never seen how Big Unk do, man, then welcome. And you ready for, hey, you know how we do, man. Good smoke, man. Good smoke. Not here, not just here, man, but what I talk about. So, yeah, man, we're going to get into this thing. So, first off, man, like I said, man, you know, I just try to come on this thing every day. Or whatever I get a chance to, man, and just give y'all people some information, man. You know, like I say, I might talk about anything, man, but everything that I talk about, I'm hoping that it's something, you know what I'm saying, that can help you understand and get you to understand, man, that, hey, man, this about you, man. This life you living, man, and the things you going through, man, are about you. And what are you willing to do to improve your life? You know what I'm saying? What are you willing to do to get up every day and make sure you got everything you need in your life, man? Because like I tell y'all every day, man, all that complaining, all that making motherfucking excuses for why your life ain't together, man, that shit don't mean nothing, man. That shit don't even mean you no good. So I just try to tell y'all every day and I try to encourage y'all, man, to just get your shit together, man. Get your shit together. Fuck what's going on outside your door, man. Fuck how people feeling about you, man. Do you care more about what people think or do you care more about how your life is? That's what I'm talking about, man. But I just also want to let y'all know, man, that when I come and talk this shit, man, and when you see me sit down in front of this camera and do the shit that I do, man, that this shit come from an honest place, man. You know, it's like this right here. Big Unk ain't always had, it ain't always been like this, man. You know, life ain't always been like this for me. So all I try to do every day, man, is just use my life now to inspire people, man, to use their life, man, to change their own life. Man, you know, because it's always easy for a motherfucker to see you right now and then think like, oh, a nigga just talking shit because he got his shit together. But what I'm trying to tell you is this right here, man. What I'm trying to tell you is this right here. Is that, man, all this shit is real. All this shit is love, man. Yo, Big Unk been through some shit, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I just try to get people to understand that motherfucker life ain't going to be easy, homie. But it's going to be about what you willing to motherfucking do. See, I tell y'all, man, this the real shit here, man. This ain't no fake shit, man. This ain't no nigga who just get on here and just try to always show y'all that good feeling, man. I'm honest with my shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been through a lot of shit, bro. But I went through it. And that's why I'm here today to share my story with you. Man, I ain't expect to do this shit right here, homie. Yo, straight up. This wasn't part of the show today. Oh, man. But I'm passionate about this shit, people. I'm passionate about my life. I'm passionate about the shit I do. Every day I get up, man, I try to make sure that I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing in my motherfucking life, man. Man, I don't give a fuck, man. You think I be sitting around this motherfucker giving a fuck about how a motherfucker feel about me or what a motherfucker think about me? Man, I got shit to do, man. I got shit to do. See, my goal is to win, man. My goal is to be successful. My goal ain't to motherfucker sit around here and goddamn always try to make sure a motherfucker got this shit together. Bitch, that's your motherfucking job. I get up every day like you get up every motherfucking day. We entitled to the same motherfucking hours. The only problem is that sometimes you use yours incorrectly. But I try to tell y'all, man, hey, man, shit, man, it's all about the motherfucking outcome anyway. It's all about results, man. Life is about results, man. And you gonna get what you motherfucking get, man. But one thing you can't do, man, is sit around this motherfucker and hope and pray your way Because it ain't working like that, man. See, like I tell everybody, man, God bless you with today. God bless you with today. What you get from today, that shit on you. If shit don't work out for you, that's your motherfucking fault. If you still hanging around but people ain't got nothing to do with where you trying to go in your life, bitch, that's your fault. Man, that ain't nobody else's fault but yours. Because every day you get up and you make these conscious decisions to do these things in your life, and then you want to turn around and act like, oh, somebody else responsible for this shit. Bitch, hold on, man, nobody care about that shit. And even if you feel that way, it still don't change the fact your shit ain't together. So who the fuck? Man, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm just trying to tell you something, man. Ain't no need to be playing no mind games, people. Ain't no need to be out this motherfucker thinking you gonna get up and wish your way to this success, man. Man, that shit don't work like that, man. And you want to know why everybody fucked up? Because everybody doing the same thing everybody fucked up doing. Try doing some shit that people that ain't fucked up doing. Try getting up every day and tending to your motherfucking business. Try getting up every day and making sure you got your shit together. Try to getting up every day, man, and just making sure you are who you need to be in your own motherfucking life. Bitch be trying to fix everything else. Fix your motherfucking life. Fix your life. What's so hard about that? Fixing it. But shit, man, I'm going to tell you, man. Hey, like I say, man, y'all motherfuckers be around here blaming the coronavirus and blaming all this other shit for why you ain't got your shit together. Bitch, you ain't never had your shit together. I'm be straight up. You ain't never had your shit together. If 4 or 5 months of this shit right here done caused you to lose everything, bitch, you was in trouble 4 or 5 months ago. Don't be blaming no coronavirus for why the fuck you and your relationship with the person you been living with 20 years ain't together. Bitch, y'all been together 20 years. That shit ain't been around for what? How many months, bitch, you do the math? I ain't sitting up in the count. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers blaming shit that just happened for 20 years of problems. Man, come on, man. Y'all tripping. Y'all tripping. And that's why I tell motherfuckers be coming over here. You know, I posted a post the other day, and I used the word nigga. And a nigga jumped on my page talking about, oh, you using the word nigga. Why black people talk about... Bitch, I'm not talking to black people. Where in anything I said did it say, you black niggas? That shit said niggas, plural. That means any and everybody can get that shit. Motherfucker be so quick to find negative shit in anything, man, people. I'm telling you, man, you got to watch where you getting your information from, man. Because a motherfucker have you around here mad for no reason. You'll be in your own house for no reason mad about some shit you ain't got no control over. But then everything you need is in your house and you can't enjoy it because you thinking about what somebody else talking about that ain't got nothing to do with what you really got going on. Bitch, you crazy. I ain't playing no mind games with my motherfucking happiness, people. I ain't playing mind games with my happiness. If I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be happy. And you best believe that. And if it require me from not fucking with you to be happy, then bitch, you got to go. Because I'm not finna sacrifice my happiness for nobody. You can believe that shit. I'm trying to tell you, I ain't with that shit. I ain't finna sacrifice my happiness. Bitch, the shit I got to get up every day and try to fight through this motherfucking world with. Bitch, you must be crazy. That shit for me. That shit ain't for you. The only thing you can do is make me happier. And if you ain't good at that, bitch, I don't need you. Because I pay my own light bills. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Big Unk, stay fresh. You know, I stay. Hey, you know, this shit ain't make-believe, man. This shit real life. Trust me. Huh, this shit ain't just for the camera, bitch. I get up every day. You know what I'm saying? Because, you look good, you feel good, man. Shit, and to a woman, you taste good. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't say they ain't got nothing to do with what we talk about. But you know what I'm talking about. Man, get your shit together. That's all Big Unk talk about, man. Man, that's all I'm telling you. Like, how can you find anything negative about a nigga saying, hey, man, why don't you get your shit together? Why don't you be the responsible one and take care of the shit you need to take care of instead of sitting around waiting for another motherfucker? Why? How's that fucked up? How's that wrong? How's me telling you to believe in yourself wrong? How's me getting up every day and saying, look, man, believe in yourself? Oh, but I know what the problem is because I cuss when I see it. Oh, you want a bitch to motherfucker rub your back when they tell you everything gonna be alright. Bitch, I'ma hit you in your back because everything gonna be alright unless you make it alright. Bitch, y'all tripping. This Big Unk, man. This is what I do, man. And I love what I do. I honestly do. I love to get up every day and talk this shit, man. Because I got, man, I'm telling you. Look, when y'all think that I be talking this shit to y'all, I really be talking this shit to me, my older self. My older self. You know, back in the day, the person who I used to be. That's who I talk to. See, let me explain something to y'all about who Big Unk really is. I'm going to let y'all know. This is who Big Unk really is, right? See, most cats know me as Jay. I'm business. get to my business, man, make sure everything where it need to be. I'm put shit together. Like, everything you see that's going on besides my wife, oh, this is what Jay do. I keep shit in order. But see, at one time in my life, I used to let Big Unk, the one that you always see talking in front of y'all, loud and woo 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 woo, him, see, that was who I used to be when I was trying to be out here in the streets, you know, trying to save everybody. When I was out here, got them hustling and running the street, you know, living that selfish life. You know, when I was out here, got them having women fall in love with me so I could use and abuse them and shit. I had no intentions on helping them do nothing to grow their life. I was all about making sure my life got the way it needed to be at. That's who Big Unk used to be. Big Unk used to be out this motherfucker causing chaos around this motherfucker. See, Big Unk used to be motherfucker thinking he can goddamn get me the way I need to be at in my life. You know what I'm saying? Until we figured out that ain't how it works. See, I got to be who I am. See, Big Unk, I got to give him his own job. So I let him do this shit that y'all see every day, man. Because this is what he loved to do. He loved to talk. He loved to be fresh. He loved to do his thing. But see, I had to realize, man, as men, we have an ego. And if we don't know what to do with our ego, it'll ruin our life. Oh, man, y'all don't hear me over here. Y'all don't hear what Big Unk just said. I say, men, we have an ego. And if we let that ego run our life, it'll ruin our life. Man, you don't hear me. Stop talking. Stop talking. Big Unk said too much. Stop talking. Man, let me tell you something, man. I try to tell everybody this right here, man. If you're in a relationship with a woman and you think you the motherfucker that's really running shit, nigga, you done lost the race. You done lost the race. The strongest motherfucker on this planet is a woman, nigga. That's why God gave her the job of bearing the child, because he knew she had the courage and the strength to go all the way through with this shit. See, a nigga will make a child and run the fuck off. How did I know I used to be that nigga? I'm just talking the truth. This just Big Unk. This is Big Unk. That's who y'all fuck with, right? Y'all fuck with Big. That's all I do. I just talk the truth. Even if it's about me, man. I ain't with that faking shit, man. Because what you going to get from me is what you going to get from me. And I ain't giving nothing. I ain't giving none of that fake shit, man. See, I tell motherfuckers, man. Niggas, get your shit together. Women, fuck with niggas that got their shit together. Don't be wasting your time trying to goddamn help a nigga get here. Man, are you crazy? Yo, the worst thing you could do is put your life on hold for a motherfucking grown man who ain't got his shit together. You don't hear what I just said. The worst thing a woman can do is put her life on hold for a grown man who ain't got his shit together. Look, a nigga only job is to protect the woman. Bitch, how you gonna protect anybody broke? How you gonna protect the woman and you moving into her house? Sound like she doing the protecting. Sound like she the one motherfucker holding it down. Man, y'all niggas be tripping with all this motherfucker. Oh, you know, I'm the motherfucking head of the household. Bitch, for how long? Until you get stressed out and want to run off? Man, see, I know who really run the house, man. See, it's like Jordan Manley Hill. I'm okay being Pippin. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm playing with Jordan. See, some of y'all got a Jordan in y'all life. And y'all rather put Jordan in Pippin's spot and let Pippin. Man, it don't work like that, man. You got to let Jordan be Jordan. Nigga, you Pippin, nigga. You just don't realize it. If you ever seen The Last Dance, do you remember what happened when Pippen became the leader of the team? Man, that nigga quit on the team. Why? Because he got mad because he couldn't shoot the last shot. That's just how niggas be in relationships. If a nigga can't shoot the last shot, he'll get mad and leave the woman by herself. Y'all niggas tripping. Y'all don't hear what Big Unk talk about this morning? Bitch, you better step up. Man, y'all tripping, man. I'm telling you, man, look. What we come to do here is talk about me and you. We ain't talking about none of that other shit outside your door. We ain't talking about none of that shit that you can turn your TV on. We talking about me and you. Bitch, I ain't in your personal life. I can't tell you about your children and what major. But what I can tell you is this right here. If you ain't shit, nothing you trying to do ain't going to be shit. You can bet that. But see, this is what I do, man. I'm telling y'all, man. I come to set the record straight, baby. And if y'all know somebody that need to hear this type of shit that I'm talking, tag them. Tag somebody that you know need to hear the type of shit Big Unk talk about. Because this real life, man. We ain't over here. What we come to do, people? We come to be successful. What we didn't come to do, fail. That we ain't come to do that, man. We done came to far to fail. Look, even if you think you in a bad place, it ain't no worse than that place you was 5 years ago. Think about where you was at 5 years ago if you think where you at right now fucked up. Y'all niggas tripping. Stop playing mind games. You just won't help. These niggas won't help, man. These niggas ain't want to save themselves. They want a referee. They want somebody to call charge. They want a nigga to stop the clock so they can rest. Bitch, we over here balling. See, this is where the winners at over here, baby. And if you want to be a winner, you better do what it take to be a winner. Huh, ain't no chicken fried dinner. Y'all niggas stop me when I ain't saying something right. See, this big ump, man. And I'm telling y'all, man, where is my cone at? Y'all know that. There it go. Boy, look here. Every now and then, I got to take a smoke break from talking to y'all motherfuckers. Y'all get a nigga crunk and then go about your business. I'm telling you, man. Look, ain't nobody giving. Hey, look, man. Even if you know somebody that's going to help you, why call them? Call them when you really need help. Call them when your house burnt down and you ain't got no way to go and everything ain't. Call them when you. Man, don't call nobody when you got a job and you mad. Don't call nobody with your problems. Call a motherfucker when you done lost everything. You ain't got no way. That's when you call a nigga. Some of y'all be calling motherfuckers and you got a house, a car, a job, a wife, a spouse, all kind of people around you. And you be calling motherfuckers for help. You lazy mother. Y'all niggas don't be wanting that. See, some of y'all say y'all want to be rich. Y'all just want to feel what it feel like. You don't want to go through it. You don't really want to put some shit together for nothing and make that shit turn into something. You don't really want to do it the strong way, the long way. Yeah, bitch, you can't lay in the bed by yourself and have a baby. Bitch, you got to put in work. Fuck you think you got to get a whole life? A whole life for free? Man, y'all nigga tripping. And I'm telling y'all, stop goddamn holding on to these motherfuckers that you feel like, oh, I got to make sure they good because I've been knowing this motherfucker. Bitch, let that motherfucker go. Let me tell you something, man. Man, I got to get my shit together, man. And I ain't, man, look, I ain't over here waiting for no, hey, look, bitch, if you ain't where you need to be at in your life when I get to where I'm at, I ain't got time for that shit. All I got is information, baby, and this shit recyclable. So like I said, man, you know, this just Big Ump, man. And before I go, I just want to let y'all know this, man. The Big Ump, the Wake and Bake Show is simply about this right here, man. I'm just trying to encourage y'all, man, to take control of your own motherfucking life. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell you straight up, man. Like, none of the shit that you complaining about really is your problem. See, you know what your problem is? You. The fact that you won't do what you need to do to get your shit together. So everything that you know you need to do, you complain about it. You complain about getting up in the morning. You complain about goddamn what you're going to eat before you go to work in the morning. You complain about the traffic you got to drive in to get to work in the morning. You complain about the stairs you got to walk up to get to your job in the morning. You complain about the person you got to walk by to get to your desk in the morning. You complain about the goddamn clock on the wall. Is it going fast enough in the morning? You bitch, you will complain about anything. Bitch, you will complain about a nail in the wood of a house that you don't live in. Bitch, get your shit together. Man, it's Big Ump, man. I'm the realest. Boy, look here, because I don't want nothing from you. I just want you to be great. I want y'all to cut this video off and go live your motherfucking life. I want y'all to never have to come back to my videos again because you done got control of your life. I want you to take care of it. I want you to take so much control of your life that you start making videos. You start telling people how great they can be. You start doing everything that you need to be doing. That's what I want you to do. Bitch, I don't need you to be coming on here. I want to rest. You know what I'm saying? God want to rest. I know why God tired right now, because y'all motherfuckers still calling on for God. He done gave you everything you need. You still praying to God. God looking down at you and like, bitch, you is deserving of nothing. You won't get up and move a snail out the way. But every day you get up and you praying for me to take people out your life, you done put in your life. Bitch, that's your job. Every day you wake up and you asking me to find you another job, bitch, you got fired off the last one. Man, leave God alone, man. Let God rest. He done gave you all this to work with, and bitch, now you want him to turn everything on for you. Bitch, you is lazy, and I'm trying to tell you something. If you don't get your shit together on your own, for yourself, you will never get your shit together. And I'm out of here. Peace, motherfuckers. Love you. Have a great Halloween from Big Up and the Wake and Bake Show. This is what we do, man. This is the real deal, man. This is where it go down. Peace.